All right, welcome back, friends, to Aces Ballpark in downtown Reno. Visiting with the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Mr. Kevin Towers. Kevin, your team is tied for first place right now in the National League West. That comes as a surprise to some people, but certainly, I'm sure, not to you. Why has the team done so well?
Well, I think Kirk Gibson and the players deserve a lot of credit. I think the culture's completely changed in Arizona compared to the way it has been probably the last 2 years. And we lost close to 100 games 2 years in a row, and you know, before you start winning ball games, the first thing is to try to create a winning culture versus a losing culture. And often that's difficult, but I think it started with bringing in Kirk Gibson, Don Baylor, Alan Trammell, Matt Williams. Those were winning type players. And when those guys put on a big league uniform and walk through your clubhouse, I think there's immediate respect from the players, and they realize that those are winning players. They'll light the candle for them, and you know, hopefully the players will follow. And I think it started in spring training. Guys fully expect to win nowadays versus hoping to win last year.
When you talk about changing the culture, Kirk Gibson was known for that as a player, certainly. I remember the spring of 1988. He was first signed as a free agent by the Dodgers, and I think it was Jesse Orosco or someone like that pulled some sort of a gimmick with his hat, and he didn't like it at all. He put everybody on notice that he was all business, and that did change the culture.
Absolutely. They went on to win a World Series that year. And yeah, I think he put some eye black on the rim of his cap, and Gibby didn't take that too kindly, and basically called out the clubhouse to find the guy who did it to step forward. And Jesse didn't step forward. I don't blame him, but it all stopped right there, and the rest is history. And Gibby's he hasn't changed much. He's still, when wearing a big league uniform, he's a fierce competitor, even as a manager.
Well, certainly right now, if somebody had to vote for manager of the year at this point, he'd have to be right up there as part of the conversation. I want to ask you about one of the fine young players in this Reno ball club, Colin Cowgill, who might be the most complete player that we've seen in the league so far. What makes him good, and how good is he?
Well, I got a chance to see Colin when he was at Kentucky. Liked him a lot as an amateur, and you know, he's one of those guys. He reminds me a little of Dustin Pedroia, kind of on his approach, his size, the way he attacks the ball. I think last year he led the whole entire Southern League in outfield assists. You know, Brett Butler made the comment to me 2 days ago when I came here. He said, he's a better center fielder than I was. That's a pretty big statement, because Brett Butler was one hell of a center fielder. So, you know, he plays defense. He could throw. You can't run on the arm. He's got power for a little guy. He puts the ball in play. He could steal bases. And certainly somebody on our radar screen. Wouldn't be surprised if you see him in Arizona before the end of the year.
Kevin Towers, our guest on the pregame show. We're very pleased to have him. He's the Arizona Diamondbacks general manager. Kevin, you're known as being a general manager who can do a lot with not necessarily a lot to work with. And you built that bullpen in San Diego that caused all that surprise last year as the Padres did so well for so long, and this is one of the things that you've done. How do you do it? How are you able to focus and mine for talent and build teams and organizations and components like that?
Well, first of all, you know, it takes good scouts, good evaluators. Those are the guys that lead me to those players. And, you know, because of our market size in San Diego and very comparable here in Arizona, it's the way we had to do business. You know, we really focused on bullpen and we focused on bench. Those are two areas where we could compete financially with free agents. And also, I think we've always done a very good job of going down into the minor leagues. I've, you know, told our pro scouts here in Arizona, as I did in San Diego, is there might be that, you know, number four, number five starter who's got a solid primary and a very good secondary pitch that's could end up, you know, transitioning maybe into a bullpen role, which was Heath Bell. You know, we scouted Heath Bell very well when he was at Norfolk, and thought that, you know, maybe starting wasn't in the works for him, but if you transition him to the bullpen, he would have success. Scott Linebrink, the same thing. We brought him over from Houston. So really boils down to what the organizational philosophy is, which it's always been, and it is here now, is bullpen, bench, and having good evaluators to go out there and lead you to those players.
Finally, the staff here in Reno. Talk about the advantage, Kevin, of having an experienced staff with a lot of big league experience. You've got Brett Butler here, you've got Mike Parrott, you've got Rick Burleson, all successful guys in the big leagues.
They do a great job. You know, one of these days, Bugsy's going to get a chance to probably manage in the big leagues. You know, he's very, very good at what he does. He's got great rapport with players. He, like Gibby, fierce competitor. You know, he's a grinder. He's a guy that gives you everything. And Burley, you know, what a resume. I mean, you look at what this guy's done, not only at the big league level, but what he's done in the minor leagues. Kind of, he's one of those like silent assassins. Burley's a man of very few words, but players respond for him. And Bird, Parrott, you know, probably one of the key pitching guys that we have in our system. You know, when you talk to guys like Barry Enright and Ian Kennedy, they talk about how much he helped them and, you know, when they were at the AAA level. So nice to have a good veteran staff here, and they've done a great job with this Reno club.
Kevin, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Russ, thank you.
Kevin Towers, the Arizona Diamondbacks general manager, our guest. The starting lineup's coming your way next, right after this.